Jay Spud. This has been Second Rodeo.
I saw your sister at the phone.
Myself, maybe if I do that. Okay, yeah, a little bit more. Hello, everyone. Sorry, this is like definitely troubleshooting. We are in a different studio for today, maybe for longer than today. I'm not sure. But there was power outages. There's been like electrical issues kind of all over lately, at least all over the like Somerville area. Oh, that is splendid. And then also my computer decided that amidst networking or amidst electrical failure, it's also just gonna do some networking failure as well, so it is not connecting to the internet right now. So I'm gonna try and just like get some music playing through this studio computer maybe, and then after that, like after I get something playing for a little bit, I can try and log in again on my computer for a little bit, just debug for a second. But in the meantime, hello everyone, this is Button Pushers. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm gonna try and play some of that Grizz mixtape for a second while I figure out what the heck is going on here. And then I also have like no idea if this is gonna work or not, because I don't know if the computer here is plugged into the board at all. And I also have to log into my streaming service that I'm using for this. That could be an issue because that means I need to like know what my passwords have been. My password was changed 5 months ago. Okay, that's helpful. That means it's this. Wrong. Okay, what about this? That's okay. We can try YouTube and just play something. Hopefully I can get music going for a little bit. Oh, side quest is on YouTube. Okay, that works. Let's try that. There might be an ad at first. No, there isn't. I love you, Grizz. Let's try that. Hello? Is it coming in? I don't think it is. Okay. Let's try this. Hello? Nothing. SC core, SC low. Nothing. This one? That's the ribbon bell. For sure. Wait, so if I turn this off. This up? Yeah, then it's just silent, I think. But, because this is like a, I think this is connecting to a server instead. So, like, I don't know. I feel like this is plugged into something, though. Oh, well, wow, I'm, like, so warm. It is so hot in here, too, because there is no AC. Let's see. All right, I'm going to let Rivendell go for a little bit longer, so it's at least music. But I promise I'm here. I'm going to try and log into my computer again. And if not, I'm sure I've got stuff on there that I can just play as well. So let's get this going again for a bit. Thanks for bearing with me, and I'll be right back.
For you and me.
New York isn't New York without you, love. So far in a few blocks to be so low. And if I call you from First Avenue, we're the only mother in the city who can handle me. New love wasn't true. To you, love, so much for a home run with some blue bloods. If I last drawed you on Eighth Avenue, we're the only mother in the city who can stand me.
New York.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react. I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
I got something working. I have plugged it in. Okay, it's not my laptop. It's a studio computer. I'm gonna try something real quick. Ooh, okay, it's working. I'm gonna let this play for a little bit because this is more my style of thing, what we usually play on the show. So this is just the Grizz Side Quest EP. I'm gonna just let that play for a little bit because it's good while I get set up here, and then I will elaborate on everything that's just gone down lately because I need to catch myself. Thanks for bearing with me. Okay, here's Side Quest for a little bit.
Welcome, friend. Sometimes the most interesting journeys are a side quest.
Yeah. Spanish park, cover home. Hummus floating on chrome, choking on that homegrown.
Set up here. Also, I apologize about volume on any of this. I can't hear like at all myself really in this headset, and the levels are all different on this board. So let me know, I guess, maybe if you are listening. And I wanted to cut it off there because I know I played around that time last show. Man, I have so much stuff that I want to play. There's so many good releases this week, but I don't really know how, like, well I want to do it, like, in this studio, because the speakers are not, like, that great. So it's, like, it's a little less fun for me, too. So I'm kind of, like, there's some stuff that I wanted to play and go, like, super crazy to, but oh well. We'll just start with some effin'. This has been pretty good lately. Effin released a album called Daydreams, and like kind of funny, one of the first tracks on it is called Daydreams, which is a collab with Nightmare. We have a little wordplay fun here, but I wanted to play, I think it's called Lonesome, was the one that I really liked on it. It's very, very pretty. Effin has this like style where he takes old, really old recordings or vocal recordings, or perhaps modern ones, and then just styles them very old, or to sound very old. But yeah, like his tagline is called vintage bass, and I think that really does capture it really well. He has a very vintage, old school sound. In my head, sometimes when I'm listening to this stuff, like, I mean, this is kind of silly, but like, that's what we're on this planet to do, is be silly. And by God, I'm going to be his strongest soldier and his greatest clown. And I think, like, it kind of sounds like if aliens or, like, people, like, 1,000 years from now found old music and they, like, revamped some technology to be able to listen to it. Like that Cowboy Bebop episode where they're, like, looking all over the place for a VHS player and they still can't find one, but there's, like, something that can play VHSs and it's like different but kind of the same. This is like, okay, that was a wild tangent, but this kind of sounds like a retro, or like a future but retro, if that makes sense. So I don't know, it's like electronic vibes but a very like very old school sound, and I love that kind of fusion. I fell in love with electro swing like really early on in my musical enjoying career, and like that's a sound that I think I'll always be a little attached to. I just love kind of a lower
quality sample rate or like a lo-fi kind of sound, especially on vocals. It just adds so much, like, I don't know, so much emotion to it, in my opinion. It just sounds like softer and warmer most of the time. Very sweet. But anyway, that's enough yapping. Let's get to it. It's Lonesome by FN. It says, I really like this drop because it really just like opens up a lot and it's just super pretty. So yeah, let's get into it. Hopefully. Yeah. Yeah, I really like that track. You should check out it. I mean, if you like that vibe, you should check out that whole album. Again, it's called the Daydreams album by FN. It's a lot of cool soundscape stuff like that. The more vintage vibe or kind of retro vibe. Really, really like it. He's got a collab with Tate B on there, too. It's a little bit more driven or heavier, if that's your thing too. So definitely check him out. I feel like Effin is like the kind of, he's one of those like your favorite artist kind of things, where like a lot of like people that you like listening to, if you're in the electronic music sphere at all, will have something to say about a new Effin release, like almost always. Like they are commenting on it and talking about like how interesting this guy's sound is. And I agree. I think it's such a like cool way to combine like, you know, music over such long spans of time into a singular project. Super, super fun. I want to try to play some other stuff here. Again, my computer continues to say that it does not know what the internet is, so that's kind of annoying. But I want to play Higher Place by Saint Mary. Yeah, okay, sick. I was kind of worried that it wouldn't show up because, like, Saint Mary is abundantly, like, it sounds obviously extremely Catholic, and then Higher Place is, like, definitely that could be a worship song, like, 1,000,000%. But it's not. This is that DJ that I won't shut up about ever since I saw them open for San Holo. They're signed to Bitbird, which stinks because, like, I was like, Harrison, you gotta sign this person. Our ex button pusher, no, our former button pusher, is now, you know, he's involved in that process and finding new talent and stuff. So it's kind of fun to also scout and just be like, oh, you know, slide him a post-it note. It's like giving a DJ a USB, you know, being like, check out this demo I made, do you think it's worth anything? And except I didn't make the demo, it's like someone else's demo that I'm pushing to him, and then I'm like, what about this person, you think they've got talent, or does my music taste still stink? But anyway, here is Saint Mary, Higher Place. I really like this drop. I think it's super fun. I do think there's like a little bit of a disconnect between like the verse and the chorus, if that makes sense. Like the ideas feel a little bit disjoint. But that being said, I think that's super helpful for like a, like from a DJing perspective, it helps you make the jump from like one, you know, sound to the other. And honestly, listening to Saint Mary's set, I can see where this is going to fit really nicely in between a lot of her sound. So I think that'll be cool. Like we got to hear it in San Holo's set, but I don't think we heard it in hers. I'm excited to maybe catch this again sometime, if not dropped by Saint Mary by another DJ, because this drop goes pretty crazy. It's super fun. I heard a house flip of it too a little bit ago that someone just like put on Instagram, and it was also really good. I forget who that was, but I think she posted it or maybe put it on her story as well. So go check that out. And that's like loose plug, promotional plug for local, I guess not local, but like smaller artists. Yay. Will this have an advertisement? Let's see. No. Okay. And also this is a music video, I think. So
take me to a higher place. Lift me up by your grace. Take me to a higher place. Lift me up. To a higher place. Lift me up by your grace. Take me to a higher place. Lift me up by your grace. Take me to a higher place.
Sorry, I missed my cue a little bit. There was like 2 seconds of radio silence. My bad. I really like that drop. I like that second drop a lot, too. I mean, I love techno. I was walking down the street one time. It was like 2 a.m. after a show. And these people approached me and they said, "Are you going to go see blah, blah, blah after?" And I was like, "No, I'm not, because I'm kind of tired." And they were like, "What? But it's techno and white boys love techno." And they're not wrong. I do love techno. Sorry, that moment just lives in my head. It was like, I felt very, like, I don't know, invited. That was so sweet of a stranger to approach me and then profile me. I like that track, though. I very much like the techno drop, and I do think that one fits a lot more with the rest of the kind of like that vocal, that more like festival-y house vocal. Also, I believe I have found the issue with my computer, which is obviously that it found an update for Windows and then like didn't install the update, but decided that it was time to install the update and uninstalled my network driver. But now I can't get the network driver back, because to download the package from the internet, you need a network driver. So it's going to be through the YouTube today, and I honestly might head out a little early because this is a lot less fun for me. It's really warm in here. The audio quality is like kind of mid. I have no idea how it's sounding on your guys' end. I hope it doesn't sound too crunchy. Thank you, Nate, for letting me know that the volume is at least okay for the most part. But yeah, it's... That's rough. I really, really, really wanted to play. I probably will still play one of the new more Kismet songs. But then next show, I want to play a lot more, because that album, super, super cool. I love it so much. And then I really want to play the new Underscores as well. But I think I am going to wait until I can play that in the actual studio, because it's like... It's so fun. It's so, so, so fun. I love it so much. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but it just sounds so beautiful. And like, I think it's also after following Underscores for like quite a while at this point, like it's been since high school, like a lot of their music has come from a place of being extremely confused and frustrated. And it's very like kind of cryptic, I would say. Like, a lot of their writing is very all over the place, and it can be kind of hard to parse sometimes. And this track just feels so straightforward, and like they like she just had a fun time with it. And I that's something I think I say on the show a lot, like, oh, you can tell they had a fun time with it, or I love when a DJ is having a fun time with it up there. And but like, I do think that is super important. And like, for some people, they write songs for like 8 years about not having a fun time with it, and like kind of finally seeing them get to that spot is really rewarding, even if you didn't do any of the work to get them there. I suppose it's just like it's nice to see people that you appreciate and your idols thriving. And honestly, while I'm saying it, I'm like, maybe I will just play it, and then we can just play it again next week. But that's kind of a lot. We'll see. I want to play the new Frost Children too, and that's a music video. Both of these are music videos you should check out as well. So that is Falling by Frost Children and Music by Underscores, which is hilarious, because if you Google like Underscores music, first of all, it will take you to their website, which is sick. Because like the domain name is Underscores Music before it takes you to like Genius or Spotify or anything like that. Very much reminds me of like the Bare Naked Ladies when they made their band name that, because back in that day, and honestly probably still today, that would draw in an audience when it was put on a big sign saying tonight at the bar at 9 p.m. Bare Naked Ladies performing. I do kind of want to play. I don't know if I'll play Underscore. Let's just play something. Let's get into the More Kismet. More Kismet dropped a album called Saturate Your World, and I really love it. They said like the theme for the album was kind of portrayal of
like love or a passion in kind of all of its very different forms. And I think they kind of nailed it. Like, it sounds super cool. There's a lot of tracks on here that just have like such a intensity to them. And like a lot of them, like one of them is called Pleasure, and another one is called Tear You Apart, and another one is called Make You Happy ? All in lowercase. And I think like Pleasure is all about like kind of knowing that you make your partner, you know, like, you know, romantic. This isn't euphemistic, I don't think. I'm just like, there's like a known attraction between the two people. Tear You Apart is like an almost like feral or kind of like vicious attraction. And that like vocal is really conveyed well, I feel like. And then Make You Happy is a lot like slower, I think. It's like, does it make you happy, I think, is like the main line in that. And then I don't know, it's just like, I would say listen to it, and I feel like with the idea of like what direction of love is this supposed to be trying to address right now, and it definitely is a cool perspective throughout this project. I really like one of the tracks is called Bitter in all caps, for lack of a better word, in lowercase, and really like that one as well, because that one's all about like just kind of like when you have like such strong feelings for something that are like it's still like strong passion, but it's resentment, or it's that bitter, or like trying to I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is like, people say passion can go in both ways, right? It's like hate and love and stuff. And More Kismet has like that times like a billion. There's like that with also like fear and a little bit of like obsession or like confusion and stuff like that. It's very cool. I really like this project. And I also love More Kismet's sound so much. Like, there's such a weird balance between like these super light, airy, constant textures to bring energy and this like absolutely feral, like glitchy clipping happening at the same time, so that it's almost like they're playing with both extremes and none of the like middle parts that constitute the body of most tracks. It's just this like super like wild rhythm enunciated by like a really powerful percussion on some like super clippy lead that's like sounds like distorted and like it's not like it's literally not bouncing out of the audio software correctly because it's so loud. And then like this just background kind of constant noise that, you know, changes in tone a little bit and hum, and like a bunch of different kind of melodies overlaid over each other. Super cool. You'll definitely know what I'm talking about once I start playing it. I think I'll play Do What You Want. And if I recall, or if I read correctly, I think this samples their brother's band as well at one point. And I think they sampled their mom too at some point. Like, this is super, like, definitely a passion project. And it's been super cute seeing More get so like excited about it, showing like their family members how they're in it, or like their friends, like, this is like just my favorite sound I've ever made or something. Like, it's been very, very cool. And I like this album a lot. I think it came out this last week. I already listened to it like 10 times or so. It's really good. Here is Do What You Want by More Kismet. Like that beat, that groove. We'll be right back. right. And I realized you don't have to, or I don't have to do a PSA this time, I think, because the automation handled it for me with that, like, super haunting drunk driving one. But that's valid, because, like, don't do that. That's really dumb. I usually feel careful about measuring people's intelligence, because it's often based on experience, which people don't always have control over. That one seems pretty straightforward. If you, you know, got a license, then you did get the experience of being told not to do that, because it's actually, like, asinine, idiotic behavior. I will berate you into the ground. And I hope that changes your ways if you're a drunk driver. Nailed it. I'm doing my part. Okay, what else did I want to play? I wanted to play KK as well. This one features Loxy, who has an incredible producer tag at the start of this track, or near the start. And then I also just, I really like the second drop on this one. The last drop on this one. Sorry, I'm kind of spacey. It's really hot in here. The third drop, or the last drop on this track, is super, super, like it's not exactly boom bappy. I don't know what the exact rhythm is for it, but it is super jumpy. Like, I know I can count on Jesse Jess, our local Boston DJ, who plays a lot of Moore Kismet every time I see him, to drop this, because this is gonna make Big Night Live, like, shake. Like, it's such a bouncy track. It makes me want, like, a Moore Kismet and Noctu collab of some sort, because, like, just the, it's really bouncy, that third drop. I really, really like it. I'm gonna be bouncing in here, even though the audio quality is kind of meh and the volume is kind of even worse and whatever. Sorry, I'm kind of mopey. I'm like, I wanted this to be more, it's whatever, it's fine. I hope you're enjoying it, though. Okay, here's KK by Moore Kismet. Bye. My name is Cassie. That was the producer tag. Wait, let me bring it back. I'm going to fade it in, and then I'm going to start it right away. Okay, so I'm fading it in. It's going to, or what I mean is, it's not going to fade in. It's going to start. It's going to be a little loud, so watch your volume, maybe. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
KK. My name is Cassie.
I think about it all the time. It keeps on bouncing around in my mind. Never know quite what to say. Just wanna know if you're okay. I shoulder all your burdens. If I wasn't already struggling with my own. If we only get a few minutes, I just wanna know. Okay, okay, okay.
Also, you may be able to hear that there is some stuff happening at the end of each of these tracks, and that's because the album is brilliant, and each track fades into the next one. I don't know if this is going to get a vinyl print, mostly because I think that would be difficult. Like, I mean, I understand that how vinyl works. Like, if you can bounce it like to a digital track, you should be able to put it on vinyl. But it's just, it clips so hard. Like, it's got to be pretty bad on the, like, on the thing, the diamond, you know, that reads the vinyl. Anyway, definitely check out Saturate Your World. It's such a fun album, such a fun project. More Kismet's such a fun person. Check out their Instagram or any of their other socials, your preferred, you know, social media, and watch them get excited about this piece. It can be inspiring, perhaps, rejuvenating, motivating. Wow, maybe you can tell I'm, like, kind of tired and a little bummed. Oh, well, it's fine. But this has been Button Pushers. Thanks for tuning in. I'm definitely not going to stay late this time because it's really warm and I kind of want to go back home. But thanks for tuning in. Oh, wait, we might have, let's see. I did make not necessarily a promise either. Let's not exactly call it that. But it is my girlfriend's birthday today, and I was like, if you tune in, I'll sing. But I don't think she's going to. I'll just sing over call, but I'll spare the rest of you. But I'm gonna do it because I'm amazing like that. I know my girl's birthday. Okay, sorry, you, my girl. That's so nasty. I hate that. Anyway, here is Brian Kernighan, Kraftwerk, Computer Love, Bed. Oh, by Edward. Edward, what? He's the Edward reaches out to me. Edward, my guy. Okay, anyway, sorry. Bye. I'm leaving. Bye.